This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Lisa Wen is the new abortion personality at the head of Planned Parenthood. From Baltimore, Wen was commissioner of health, where she tried to force pregnancy support centers to promote abortion. Following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling against that, Baltimore is now paying $1.1 million to cover pro-life legal expenses. Ignoring the eugenic history of her new employer, Wen simply says, Planned Parenthood does life-saving work. Abortion advocates want Maine Senator Susan Collins to vote against the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. However, recent threats to give her 2020 election opponent $1 million may not work. She says that threat amounts to bribery. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, the Media Research Center is calling on Congress to investigate the report that Google tried to fix the 2016 election for Hillary Clinton. Governor Kate Brown of Oregon is opposing a November ballot measure to rescind her elective funding of abortion. And two more stories for irony. On the day Senator Elizabeth Warren compared abortion to getting your tonsils out, comes news that Cleveland's preterm abortion clinic sent another patient to the hospital in a botched abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.